Welcome. You're listening to God in the Raw Ministries. It's time to power up your week. Stay tuned for a powerful message from Prophetess Dr. Charmaine Gilpert. Be blessed.
I bring to you a word today entitled, The Prize is Guaranteed. Mm-hmm. When you think about the word prize, you tend to think about a reward for victory or superiority, as in a context or competition. In this Christian walk, we may not see it as a competition. We may not see it as a contest, but I've got news for you. It is indeed a competition, and it is indeed a contest. The beauty about this prize is that God is not a liar, and if he promised you a prize, you will obtain a prize. In some race, as you begin to run, if you stumble and fall, you're disqualified. But in this race, when you stumble and fall, you still have an opportunity to pick yourself up. Brush yourself off. As a matter of fact, you have an opportunity to dress your sore. And get back in the race. Some of us even get off the track and stop at Chick-fil-A. Go over to Denny's and have you some breakfast. You come back and you join the race again. Wow. And the beauty about the race is that the prize is still guaranteed. Somebody bless God. It does not matter how many times you fall on your face. Doesn't matter how many times you said, I've had enough of this race. Doesn't matter how many times you said, I want nothing more to do with this race. Sometimes with the race, just wear us out. Come tell the truth. Talk with me. Sometimes you feel like just giving up. Sometimes you get sick and tired of people tripping you. Sometimes you get sick and tired of people talking about you. There is a prize. If you just make it to the finish line, it doesn't matter how you get there. If you just get there is a prize. Oh, somebody bless God. Somebody bless God. So I charge you to let us run the race with patience. Be patient with yourself, because your flesh does not want to win. Your flesh wants what it wants, and it wants it now. Your flesh wants to cuss and swear. Your flesh wants to drink and get high. Your flesh wants to lie and steal. But there is a God in you, and he wants you to win. Oh, somebody shout, thank you, God. Be patient with yourself. I don't care what your neighbor knows about you. I don't care what your church folks knows about you. Be patient with yourself and get you to the finishing line. At the end of the day, it's all that really matters. Get to the finishing line. The word of the Lord says the race is not for the swift. We sometimes like to keep our eyes on those who are speeding ahead. I'm telling you, I know the Jamaicans can run, but don't keep your eyes on the Jamaicans. Keep your eyes on yourself and get you to the finishing line. One thing I have to say about this race is not like the Olympics. The Olympics, will give you a gold medal if you win the race and becomes number one. You get a gold medal. If you come second, you'll get silver. You come third, you get bronze. I'm telling you something about this race for the kingdom of God. All you got to do is get to the finishing line, baby. Everybody will obtain a crown of life. Somebody said, get me to the finishing line. And if you are not in my life to get me to the finishing line, I don't need you. Come on now, come on now, come on now. Come on now. You know why a lot of churches are empty? A lot of churches are empty because the leaders are blind. Their objective is not to get you to the finishing line. Their objective is to see exactly how much they can get out of you. Not to get you to the finishing line. I stand here and I promise by the power of God vested in me that I will help every feeble individual to get to the finishing line. If I could just help you to get to the finishing line. Forget about the baggage you're carrying. Just don't stop. Come on, come to the finishing line and obtain the prize. Somebody praise the Lord. No matter what it takes, win the prize. Everybody gets a crown that make it to the finishing line. It is called the crown of life. I've got news for you. There are many crowns to be had. Oh Lord, oh Lord. To obtain the crown of life is just to make it in. There was a chorus when I was a little girl growing up in the church, and the chorus was, if I could just make it in. I don't mind the persecution if I could just make it in. Well, I've got news for you. I know so much about God, I no longer want to just make it in. I want to obtain the crown of life. I want to obtain the crown of righteousness. I want to obtain the crown for souls winners. I want to obtain the crown. Somebody shout, crowns with an S. Crown with an S. Turn your Bibles to the book of Hebrews chapter 12, the verse 1. Listen what it says. Therefore, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, let us also lay aside every weight and sin which clings so easily, and let us run with endurance the race that is set before us. Nobody said the race would be easy. Nobody said there wouldn't be stumbling block in the race. We used to sing the song back in the day, nobody told me that the road would be easy. I don't believe he's brought me this far to lead me. I don't believe that the Lord has brought me this far to lead me. What do you believe? Do you believe the Lord has brought you this far to lead you? The answer is no. If there is light, there is hope. So great a cloud of witnesses have gone on before us, letting us know that we can make it too. Come on, somebody, and said, I can make it too. In the book of Philippians chapter 3, the verse 13 and the verse 14 says, brothers, I do not consider that I have made it my own. But one thing I do, this is the Apostle Paul, forgetting what lies behind and straining forward to what lies ahead, I press on towards the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ. It's amazing. The things we allow to hold us back are the things that are behind. Nudge your neighbor and say, neighbor, get to the future. Stop living in the past. Rise up and come up higher. The things that are behind are already behind, and there's nothing you can do about it now. I've got news for you. Those things get you to where you are today. Come on and say amen. Write the next page. Flip the page and write a new page. Run the race. Run the race. Run. There is no race without obstacles. Sometimes you're running the race and you end up with spasm. Come on now. Sometimes you're running the race and you break a hamstring. Come on now. Sometimes you're running the race and you break a leg. But if you have to crawl your way to the finishing line, if you have to crawl on your behind to the finishing line, remember that the prize is guaranteed. The prize is sure. I said the prize is sure. The prize is sure. And there is no excuse when we stand before our Maker. We can't say, Lord, that person offended me. Lord, my parents upset me. Lord, Lord, Lord. I love what James had to say about it. What James had to say about it is this. Blessed is the man who remains steadfast. Woo. Under trial. Can I read that again? Blessed is the man who remains steadfast under trial. For when he has stood the test, he will receive the crown of life which God has promised to those who love him. To obtain the prize, you will have to come through fire, honey. I've got news for you. I'm not here to preach you happy. I've got news for you that if you will obtain this prize, you will suffer something. If you will obtain the prize, you will suffer heartache. The people you love will hurt you. The people you hate will hurt you. But you got to keep on moving on and be unmovable. I'm not preaching to you because everybody loves me. I'm not standing here before you because no one talks about me. But it doesn't matter what you do to me. It doesn't matter what you say about me. I'm determined to be steadfast. I have made up my mind to be unmovable. Not your neighbor and said, you can't move me. I am not easily moved. Oh, somebody bless God. Who will you allow to move you out of the race? I won't let my mother move me out of the race. I won't let my sister, my brother move me out of the race. My brothers and my sisters, my friends that are listening to me, we are living in the last days when every work will be tried by fire. We're living in the last days when every believer will be tested. But I've got news for you. You've got to stand steadfast. We are in the end of the end. There is good news though. I said we have good news. You will not suffer in vain. All that the enemy has done to you to oppress you and to break you and to make you be discouraged, it is not in vain. There is a reward. Not your neighbor and say, neighbor, go through. Go through. There is a reward. There is a reward. Too many people want to live a life of shame, a life of fornication and adultery, lies and abomination, yet they call on the name of the Lord. Are you listening to what I'm trying to say to you? Listen what the Lord said about this. The whole truth is, when I read this over again, I said, I got nervous. Listen, what Yeshua said in St. Matthew chapter 7, 21 and verse 23. He said, not everyone who say to me, Lord, Lord, will enter the kingdom of God. Say, oops. I thought we said that if any man believe and confess Christ, that God come and be with them. Let me tell you something. There is a journey. There is a race. If you don't stay in the race, and you're outside of the race saying, Lord, Lord, let's read the word. Not everyone who say to me, Lord, Lord, will enter the kingdom of heaven, but the one who does the will of my Father who is in heaven. And that day many will say to me, Lord, Lord, did we not prophesy in thy name and cast out demons in your name and do many mighty works in your name? And he will declare to them, I never knew you. Depart from me, you workers of lawlessness. There are too many that gets excited because you pray and someone got healed. Too many that got up and prophesied, and because you prophesied and your prophecy came to pass, you said, okay, then I'm all right. And so you live your lawless life. But the day of reckoning is upon us. The day of reward is here. It is upon us. What will you hear? Depart from me. What a sad story. To speak in tongues and to sing the songs of Zion, and here I never knew you. What a sad story to speak all those tongues and dance in the presence of the Lord, only to hear, I never knew you. The song says, oh, what an awful picture, standing outside. So many have decided to continue in the same old, same old. I've got news for you. Though you came off the track, listen to my voice. The day of reward is upon us. Get back on the track and make it to the finishing line. Samson told Delilah where his strength was. And Delilah decided to test Samson whether or not he was being fake or real. She said, Samson, the Philistine be upon thee. Samson rose up with power and he broke the new cards. Come on now. And he defeated the Philistine. They went back to Delilah and said, we thought you got the secret, girl. Did we not tell you to find out where this man's strength lies? I'm telling you, love will let you lose your strength. Love will take you off the track. Love will dig out your eyes. Are you listening to what I'm trying to say to you? Samson fell in love, took his eyes off the prize, and he told the secret he shouldn't have. And Samson said, Delilah, if you cut the 7 locks of my hair, I will be an ordinary man. I've got news for those of you that are listening to me. You are not an ordinary man. Knows where your strength lies, and don't give it up to Delilah. Don't give it up to your love. I know you love that boy. I know you love that girl. But don't lose your strength. I don't know about anybody else. I know that my strength lies in keeping close to the Lord. Give me an opportunity to pray and let me cry out to my God.
Yes, sir.
And when he told the secret, and Delilah said, Samson, the Philistine be upon you. Samson rose up like he usually would, but there was no strength to fight. He told the secret for real this time. The Bible said they took him and they dug out his two eyes. Hello? But they didn't pay attention. I've got news for you. If God predestined you to make it into the kingdom of God, you may sell yourself for naught. You may share secrets you should not have. You may even lose your two eyes. But guess what? Your hair will grow again. Your strength will come again. My only concern is how? I want to be a part of the decision making as to how. Just tell me what I need to do, Lord, and I'll do it, Lord. Come on and say amen, somebody. And so Samson was blinded, but the Bible says his hair began to grow again, but nobody paid attention that the lock was growing again. And when they called to make mockery of Samson, I'm telling you, be careful who you've been mocking, be careful who you've been ill treating, be careful who you're talking about, because while they are down on their luck, their strength is surely coming back. You just can't see it, and I'm telling you, they will rise up. And as they begin to make mockery of Samson found his strength again, and Samson said to a little lad, lead me to the center post. Today I'm going to create my greatest kill. Oh, you don't understand. Oh, they thought I was mighty with the jawbone of an ass. Oh, they thought I was mighty when I had my two eyes. Oh, they thought. I've got news for you. The enemy can only hold you down temporarily. Well, I wish somebody would praise God. I wish somebody would praise God. Fire of God. Fire of God, come now and visit every weakness. Fire of God. Rekindle your strength, Lord. Rekindle the strength, Lord. Samson said, I am blind, but if you take me to the center post, I want to rest upon the post that contained the building, the post that bear up the structure. Let me lean upon it. And when they thought it was peace and safety, Samson rocked that post out of its place. And he killed the lords of the Philistine. So many thousands. Come on now. Come on, not your neighbor. Say, don't mock me. I have strength you don't know about. I have a God working on my behalf you don't know about. Turn to your neighbor and say, neighbor, be careful what you do to me. You may take my two eyes, but you can't stop me. Oh, you may take my hand, but you can't stop me. I don't know who I'm talking to today. What has been taken from you? Rise and stand up on your feet and say, go. Thou art cast down. on, come on, come on. Help the church. Though I am cast down, it's not over. It's not over. It's not over. Tell your neighbor, don't look at me like that. It's not over. It's not in vain that you fight. God will give you a crown if you faint not. The road get rocky and the wind is blowing mightily. The waters almost overwhelms us and the fire burns so heavily we can feel the heat. But even then, you can't stop me. Rise and stand up on your feet and say, though the water come into my nostril, I will not be drowned. Though the fire kindle upon me, I will not be burnt. Oh, who am I talking to? Who am I talking to? Can I encourage you to find your strength again? Can I encourage you to take your joy back? Somebody shout, the joy of the Lord is my strength. Stand up on your feet and say, the joy of the Lord is my strength. I said, neighbor, if you try to take my joy from me, I pray you out of my life. Because I need my joy to draw waters out of the wells of salvation. Neighbor! Leave me alone and let me be happy. You see, I've got news. Because some of us want to be happy. And the devil said, you can't do it in church, honey. You got to take it to the outside. The devil is a liar. The devil is a liar. There is a joy in the presence of the Lord that when he comes upon you, oh, he shakes you and he moves you. Oh, God, there is a joy that is contagious that when you begin to move. Go on, my child. Joy comes in the morning. Weeping only lasts for a night. How long will you sit and cry? Dry your tears, stand up on your feet, and get back on the track. The prize is guaranteed. God is not going to judge you how you get off the track. God is going to judge you if you don't finish the track. Oh God, you got to get you to the finishing line. Somebody bless God. He that overcome, the Lord will give a crown. He that overcome will walk on streets of gold. He that overcome will walk on the sea of glass. He that overcome.
Thank you for joining God in the Raw Ministries. Find us on Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube. Be sure to like, share, and subscribe. Partner with God in the Raw by calling 1-888-914-6346. Again, that number is 1-888-914-6346. And be a part of this magnificent movement. Until next time.